From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Lightning is being blamed for starting at least three fires around New Jersey on Tuesday, and heavy rain blamed for nearly flooding out one New Jersey transit station. Slow-moving storms dropped up to 6 inches of rain in some areas of Gloucester, Mercer, and Union counties and created some vivid lightning displays, according to meteorologist Dan Zarrow. The rain fell hard and fast, creating high water at the Princeton Junction station. You can see that video at nj1015.com. A fire that investigators told 6ABC Action News may have been started by a lightning strike on the roof of two buildings forced the evacuation of 16 units at the Arbor Green condo complex in Edgewater Park on Tuesday night. Several residents told the Burlington County Times they heard the lightning strike around 6:30 and then smelled smoke. Lightning may also have sparked fires at a home in Ridgewood and the Ethel Burke School in Belmar in South Jersey. The storms led South Brunswick to postpone Tuesday night's fireworks display until Friday night. Barrington Borough did hold their display on Tuesday night, and a 13-year-old girl taking video for her Instagram account caught lightning flashing across the sky during the display. You can watch the video and check our list for tonight's displays at nj1015.com and on the app. It's now easier for New Jersey transgender residents to change their genders on their birth certificates. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed the measure into law Tuesday. Previous law allowed birth certificate changes only if a doctor certified that a person's gender was surgically changed. The new law allows a registrar to amend certificates based on how people identify themselves as male, female, or undesignated.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.